Many things go wrong in the way we make proposals for events. Wim van Bezien exposes the pitfalls and points out the responsibilities of both agencies and clients. Hi Wim, welcome to our studio.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Today's topic is quotes for events, and there are some pitfalls in the process. What's the problem with how we quote an event?
Well, maybe you can have the difference is already spoken out in the way that people want something. Or they ask for a proposal. Proposal stands for a creative and well-filled-in process where ideas are important. Sometimes they ask a quote. Now, a quote, obviously, is more in terms of what would this or that cost, and they might have an idea what they try to create in their event, what is necessary, and so on. So if it's a quote, then it is not really the thing we like to do, because an events agency is per definition, in fact, an agency that likes to create or produce events and not give prizes and put a few things
but
together.
But you can understand that as a customer, you want to know the price.
When they don't have any experience, when it's not a pitch or a very good professional event manager that is paid by the company itself to do all their events in over the whole year, then people are walking in the dark. Okay, you can give indications of prices, but they need to understand that everything has its own effect, and effects or wow moments are not to be expressed in figures.
At the same time, in this modern society where you used to shop online, compare things online, is the same thing also happening and a problem for the event industry?
Well, e-commerce is putting people still more and more in the instant satisfaction situation. Delivery in time, we ask it tomorrow, it's delivered with services. That's not the fact. Now we find also that especially for concepts that are put forward as ready-made products that still can be adapted or whatever, that people then just go around and found and have their own ideas, and then it can't be compared, and it's not very, very interesting to work in this way.
What about the time periods people ask proposals for? What you often see is that everybody wants the same periods for their events.
Well, it's quite normal that you have a high season and low seasons. You have it in tourism, but unfortunately, it's not necessarily something that should be a subject for events. Yeah. If you want to do outdoor activities, like a team building or what have you, then around the summer is quite normal. But indoor meetings or celebrations and stuff like that, if it's not really necessary, then to avoid this high season periods, which covers mostly like May and June and September and October, when then everything is full, when venues are booked way beforehand, when the possibilities are not there.
Yeah, and also more expensive sometimes.
And sometimes they are more expensive. It's like also with hotels. If you book a hotel for groups who do an incentive or an away day together, in Bruges in the weekend, it's more expensive. Do it in Brussels then, where it's in the weekend much more cheaper, and the other way around.
So start thinking about the off-season periods for events also.
Yeah, and it should be a very, very good thing that people, that customers, potential customers, do realize to plan way ahead, and that obviously also the period that they consider other months, which might be much more fruitful and give a lot more possibilities and a lot more value for money sometimes than when everybody's booking or planning together.
Are companies always honest about their budgets when asking for a proposal?
You have companies that are more or less experienced, fortunately, and they might have an idea of a budget. This is fine to work with, but in fact, sometimes when, especially when they have an ad hoc event, it's a way that they think the impossible, that they don't have a budget at all, or they don't want to say it, and or they may they have it wrong. They have a budget, but then they didn't realize that there are a lot more people will turn up, and it should be in the same budget, and it can't change anymore. Then obviously we have a problem. The budget is something like a mystery, especially I think in Belgium. I find that it's so hard to come to terms about. Let's put a figure on the table.
Is it particular for the specific countries or people to do so? Are other cultures more open about their budgets?
Yeah. I have some international experience also in the past, and a budget is a budget. Here it's like maybe we tend to think, if we put it on the table, they're gonna
spend it all.
They're gonna spend it all for, and it wasn't necessary. I don't want have to spent too much.
Yeah, but
that's obviously not always the case.
A last pitfall is, of course, if you compare a lot of proposals from agencies, they all look different, and it's very hard to compare them. How should we deal with that?
There is something we could do. What I do believe is important is for the price setting that there is a clear way that can be standardized so that people have a clear overview without the exceptions, the small references, small letters, included, excluded options, and so on. Everyone has another way to work around that. But for the overall presentation, it's normal that you want to put yourself forward or not. Depending on the type of event, it might be even wise. Sometimes this is a discussion that we have. That's to keep it short and to the point, because sometimes people are not interested in over information and they say, oh, that's what I want. I want to know the price, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Let them do that. But especially when the creation of a whole concept, which is especially event marketing-wise important, then we build it up from scratch, and then you want to prove what's my strength, what it's my speciality, and so on. But there should be a clear overview that maybe we should streamline within our sector.
So the customer doesn't face surprises during the process?
Yeah, because unfortunately it happens just that little bit too much.
Okay. We had a lot of pitfalls. You also already mentioned that we can do something with the whole industry. How do you see that? How can we change those things?
Well, with the expert center event marketing, we might put on the table to think about putting forward as a message that events are services, that they have a plus value, and that you can't treat them like buying a product, that the periods of time that you plan it can't play an important role, and that also the budget should be clear and that they plan much more ahead, because that's one of the we should try to put that message across towards especially those companies who are not used to organize a lot of events.
Okay, it's about educating our customers.
A bit, yeah.
Okay, Wim, thank you very much for coming over.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.